That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
You're out there in the world, on the street, you see somebody do something, and you just kind of shake your head and say to yourself, that's all I need to know about you. Immediately, in that quick grab of information, that screenshot of life, if you will, you've already deduced absolutely everything you need to know about that person. You made up every decision about their life. It's cynical. Mm-hmm. It's not very nice. But here, you know, it's kind of like venting. We just want you to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999 if you want to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's brought to you by University of Bridgeport. Christian, what do you got?
If you're one of the people at the gym that complains about all the new folks crowding the equipment, how dare they try to better themselves and get healthy? Yeah. They're interrupting my set. That's all I need to know about you.
You know what? I mean, I will say this, is that I know some people who work at the gyms and stuff like that, and it's a real thing. I mean, it's like a traffic jam in your space all the time.
Absolutely.
But of course, right, that is what people are there for, is to improve their life.
Well, of course. Right. I mean, is that how people are saying it too? Do you, like, work out with the King of England? Like,
yes, exactly. Yes, quite.
I mean,
no,
wow.
You know what it is? I think it's his turtleneck sweater that he's wearing.
That's what it is,
Danielle.
You guys are really hating on the sweater.
I think he's really, like, I mean, he looks like some sort of hipster author who's about to tell you about the existential meaning of life.
I try one new thing.
By the way, that is the first time I've been able to say existential this morning so far.
Hey, you said it twice now.
Thank you very much. Danielle, what do you got?
Okay, so if you are still posting about the parties that you are going to, like, you're still celebrating the new year on the 3rd of January.
Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, ours, the company party is tomorrow. It's like the week just keeps on rolling.
It keeps on going. But like, if you're out Groundhog every Day. Single night this week and you're Snapchatting it and putting it on your Instagram and you're like, new year. It's like, no, it was the new year 3 days ago.
If you're out like, every single day
get
this
back
week,
to
do
work.
You have a job?
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to
what
work,
are you
person.
Doing?
What is it you're doing? Right. I've got one for you here. If your windshield mounted device is blocking 60% of your view while you're actually driving, that's all I need to know about you.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
That's safe.
Here's the thing that I figured out is like, I just got a new mount. And I mean, I see these in other people's cars and it looks like they're driving down the road with a 12-inch tablet on their dashboard or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I just got a new mount and all I can think is like, my phone is the size of a movie screen. When it's in my pocket or in my hand, I just want it to get larger and larger. And now when I've got it in the car with the mount, I'm like, I'm going to get pulled over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm not even doing anything wrong. Like, but I'm like, somebody behind me is definitely watching television on my phone as I'm driving down the road.
That's my favorite thing to do on long road trips, by the way. Just like, oh, I watched Star Wars for 3 hours.
Let's not do that.
While
people.
I'm driving.
All right. 1-800-330-99. 1-800-330-9999 if you want to join us. That's all I need to know about you.